Thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. My name is Hayden Proffitt. Joining us today, we have Brent McKay. Brent, a couple elements about just a typical 401k plan I kind of want to hit on. The 401k match and the true up.
Sure. So with the match, you know, the idea is, hey, if your employer matches 3% of your pay, let's say you make $100,000 a year, you put $3,000 in, ideally you would get a $3,000 match. And so most employers want to take care of the minimum matching they're putting in. Obviously, the College of Financial Planning would say you need to save 15 to 20% of your paycheck. So if your employer's matching 3% and you want to have an income similar to what you have now, you need to put in more than 3% in order to do it. Now, how true-up plays in this is true-up is where employers, most employers do not true-up. Most employers will match your paycheck based on how much income you had in that pay period. And that's very important because if you were to say, starting in January, you put money in your 401k and you're an overachiever and you max out by the end of June, they don't have to match you on your compensation from July until December. So one of the things a lot of people want to do with your regular 401k contribution is you want to try to, if your company does not true up, which most of the companies we look at do not true up, you want to max that out towards the end of the year. Another thing most of the companies don't do is they do not match catch-up contributions. So if you're maxing out your regular contribution, and by November or September, you're maxing out, and they're going to do the catch-up, you're not actually going to get matched in that catch-up in most cases. So true-up is where plan will max you out based on your total compensation or match you based on your total compensation. So if you made $100,000 that year and you maxed out early, they're going to give you the full $3,000 match. And so that's where most companies don't do that. And so you want to make sure that you're paying attention. And one of the easiest ways to double check to see if your company does true up is ask your HR department in writing in an email. Ask them if they do. And then more importantly, verify whenever your money hits your 401k, see if the matching money's coming. Because if the matching money's not coming, that means you're not getting true up matched. Also, if you get bonuses, a lot of times people put bonuses in their 401k and if they max out their 401k, they're no longer getting matched. So it's one thing to focus on as, you know, an employee who maybe maxes out in July, makes the same amount of money as an employee that maxes out in December. The one in December, in most cases, is going to get more money. That's something to be very, very, you know, cognizant of.
Right. And that's something to plan for your year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Because if they don't true up, then you don't want to max out early. Yeah. So thank you for talking to us about the true-up and employer match and how that works. And thank you for tuning in today. I hope you have a great day.